The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, because of the heat, you might find a lot of you reaching for an energy drink, maybe a sports drink, or reaching for your electrolytes. They seem to be the latest wellness trend. Well, joining me now is Shelley Gray. She's a Today FM presenter and registered dietitian. And we are seeing these electrolytes, sports drinks everywhere right now, from our gyms to social media. To start, I suppose, at the beginning, what are electrolytes and why has this become such a big conversation again, Shelley?
Yeah, they've become so popular on social media, Ciara. So electrolytes are very simply minerals. So they include calcium, they include sodium, potassium, chloride and magnesium. Like, not too exciting at all, but they're absolutely essential for life. They help our body maintain fluid balance. They're important for our muscles to contract. They're important for sending nerve signals, regulating our blood pressure. But our body is really, really efficient at regulating electrolytes. Our kidneys do most of that work. So anyone who eats a normal diet, they really don't need electrolyte supplements for hydration for the most part. Like, context is everything.
Where do we get them? What foods do you find them in?
Everything. Like, if you look at potassium, for example, all your vegetables, your fruits, for example, really rich in potassium. Calcium, of course, you're getting them from your dairy. And we don't need any indication as to where we get our sodium from, because we're all exceeding our sodium without even trying. So sodium is your salt. And in terms of salt intake in Ireland, we shouldn't be getting any more than 6 grams of salt, which is roughly about 2,400 milligrams of sodium. But we do exceed that very much so in the Irish diets. But any of these electrolyte supplements, they could contain like from anywhere between 200 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of sodium. So, like, it's a huge, huge amount to add to a diet, the Irish diet, that is also already high in sodium. Now, there are some situations where we would recommend electrolytes. They definitely can come in, become useful. So if you're doing intense exercise, so for about 60 minutes or more of intense exercise where you're absolutely dripping in sweat, like your clothes are stuck to at the end of it, then the electrolytes can definitely be useful. Or hot weather like today, if you're doing a run and you're sweating more than usual, then you might decide, okay, I'm going to take an electrolyte, which is absolutely fine. We call some people actually, Ciara, salty sweaters, and I think I'm in that category. So if you go for a workout and, you know, the sweat on your clothes, you can see kind of white lines when the sweat dries. That is the salt from your sweat. So those people in particular could benefit from electrolytes. But usually, for the most part, most of us just doing a normal like gym workout. And if you're not sweating intensely, just water is absolutely perfect for hydration.
So I mentioned at the beginning, Shelley, we're seeing electrolytes, but we're also seeing these energy drinks and these sports drinks. Are they all quite different then?
Yeah, so electrolytes will be more for your hydration, and then your energy drinks are that energy or stimulant more so. So the main ingredient in those is caffeine. So you can get things like caffeine, but also taurine and guarana, which kind of enhance the effects of caffeine. Some of them will have a lot of sugar, but then some of them are the non-sugar varieties of sweeteners. You might also get things like B vitamins as well. But I think people are reaching for these because they promise exactly what we all feel short of. They promise those energy, focus, you know, they'll keep you awake. So really, really popular with students, particularly now coming up to Leaving Cert and college exams, which is very fair, as long as it's not all the time. Shift workers as well, who are working through the night, might reach for an energy drink, and gym goers as well. They would maybe drink them before a gym for that extra boost. But the caffeine is the main ingredient. And there is actually science, good science behind the benefits of caffeine. So whether that's from your coffee or indeed an energy drink. So it can improve alertness, it can improve reaction time, concentration. And then for those gym goers, it doesn't actually give you energy. So there's no energy or calories in caffeine, but it reduces the perceived effort during exercise. So you kind of feel like you're not doing as much, you know, exercise feels a little bit easier. And sports nutrition bodies do recognize caffeine as one of the very few actually proven performance aids or ergogenic aids for endurance exercise and high intensity exercise as well. So you can either get it from that energy drink or indeed a cup of coffee, which has the extra benefits of the polyphenols as well, which we know are really good for health. But in terms of how much caffeine is in these energy drinks, that's what we need to be a little bit conscious of. So a standard like 250 ml caffeine, or energy drink, I should say, the can of them, that would have roughly about 80 milligrams of caffeine. So that would be equivalent to an espresso. And then you can get bigger cans that are up to 500 mils of an energy drink, and they might have like 150 to 200 milligrams of caffeine. So that's about 1 to 2 large cups of coffee. So nothing too wild, Kira. The only issue is, you know, if you're drinking loads of them and then you're drinking them on top of cups of coffee, that's when you want to cut back. And I guess you would know if you're drinking too much, if you're getting jitters, and if you're having anxiety, like that can be a huge issue, the anxiety. If you feel the heart like jumping from your chest, like palpitations, that's a sure sign you're drinking too many of these energy drinks. So particularly for young people as well, we know that there are studies in teenagers who consume these energy drinks, and they have shown to have this poor sleep and also daytime tiredness, and even in these teenagers, higher blood pressure as well and headaches. So we definitely want to be avoiding them like afternoon, say 1 o'clock at the latest. And then actually as well, we mentioned that some of them contain the sugar. I just presumed most people would reach for the sugar-free versions. But when you go into the filling stations, you know, you're paying for your fuel, you can just see the amount of shelf space that's dedicated to even the sugary versions. And you can get like 25 to 30 grams of sugar per can of these energy drinks, which is about 6 or 7 teaspoons of sugar. Now, the WHO, for context, they would recommend no more than 25 grams of sugar, of free sugars, I should say, per day. So you're already exceeding that with just one can of your sugary energy drink. So we all know that sugar, too much sugar, is associated with weight gain. And then if there's any dentists listening right now, they're going to be shouting at the radio because, of course, not good at all for our teeth. It'll lead to dental erosion. So okay, if you are picking one up, go for the non-sugar versions if possible.
But you would hope that these are not part of people's daily routine, that they become a daily essential for people. Use them very strategically, as you say. They can help performance or hydration, but often a cup of coffee and a glass of water and a good balanced diet is all you need.
Exactly. And they're just a few people to definitely a no-no for. So children and teenagers, absolutely avoid them. Pregnant and breastfeeding women, as we mentioned, people with heart conditions, definitely avoid them. People with anxiety or sleep problems, avoid them. And some medications as well can interact with caffeine. So always check with your GP on that.
Okay, so do not make them part of your daily routine. It doesn't sound like that is necessary at all. Shelley Gray, Today FM presenter and registered dietitian. Thanks for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.